"I'm Mrs. Robertson Glasgow," she introduced herself, extending her fine hand. "Michael," I said, taking it clumsily in my own. We set off, and as we walked, she told me how she and her husband had moved to Berkshire, after he'd retired as a college professor about 10 years earlier. "He passed away last year," she said, looking suddenly wistful. "So now I'm alone, and I have all this time to walk the fields." Soon I saw a small brick cottage that glowed pinkly in the westering sun. Mrs. Robertson Glasgow opened the door and invited me in. I gazed about in silent admiration of the bookshelves, glass-fronted cases containing figures of ivory and carved stone, cabinets full of fossils, trays of pinned butterflies, and best of all, a dozen or so stuffed birds, including a glass-eyed eagle owl. "Wow!" was all I could say. "Does your mother expect you home at a particular time?" she asked as she ran the water for tea. "No," I lied. Then, glancing at the clock, I added, "Well, maybe by 5. That gave me almost an hour, not nearly enough time to ask about every single object in the room. But between mouthfuls of tea and jam tart, I learned all sorts of things from Mrs. Robertson Glasgow.